Section 12, Rainforest Riches. This large section of the insect zoo includes both sides of a 50-foot-long exhibit hallway. For this tour, you should start along the right side of the hallway, which has a textured wall. The smooth walls to the left at the start include a staff-only door that can open outwards. You may notice a change in lighting when you enter, as it is darker than the previous section. This section is built like a rocky corridor through a rainforest. It's a bit like walking through a diorama. You can feel the textured walls and artificial trees as you proceed, and vines and tree branches stretch out above. In places, parts of the wall jut out further than where they meet the ground. On the far end, this corridor exits into the Ancient Egypt exhibit. The section contains panels of text, 10 enclosures, and several displays of preserved specimens. Ledges below most enclosures have related text and photos. This section focuses on rainforest dwellers. Two large panels at the entrance describe rainforests with an illustration and a map. Following along the right side, the wall turns lightly to the left, about 17 feet down. A window is set into the wall 3 feet above the ground, showing a diorama with passion flower vines and heliconius butterflies. The butterflies lay eggs on the vines, which have a range of defenses against the hungry caterpillars that will hatch out. Preserved butterflies and caterpillars are posed on a passion fruit vine model, and signs point out examples of plant defenses, such as false egg spots. Beyond, the path curves around and a low bench extends from the right side wall, 20 inches from the ground and nearly 5 feet long. Just past the bench is a three-sided enclosure with a ledge filled with colorful bromeliad plants and cone-headed katydids. The katydids are about 5 centimeters long and bright green, with a single yellow horn-like projection on the head. To the left of the katydids, the wall curves in and around before you reach two enclosures inset about a foot into the wall next to each other, both with smooth angled ledges in front of the inset windows. The short enclosure on the right, starting 2 feet off the ground, is full of plants, including a pitcher plant. Photos below show other types of carnivorous plants. The enclosure to the left, starting 2.5 feet off the ground, has emperor scorpions, but it's dark with no lights inside. On the ledge below is a button. Pressing it turns on a UV black light, which makes any scorpions in view glow blue-green. To the left, the wall curves around and another enclosure is embedded in the wall. It contains amblypygids, which lurk in cracks and other protected places. Their mottled brown bodies are flattened with a broad triangular cephalothorax and oval abdomen. Long spiked pedipalps extend from the front of the head, often held straight out to the side and folded in half. Behind the pedipalps are 4 sets of long segmented legs, the first pair resembling a long wiry antennae. Beyond this enclosure is the exit to the Ancient Egypt exhibit. To continue this tour, turn to face opposite from the amblypygid enclosure and walk forward about 6 feet. You will be in front of a large model strangler fig tree with thick vines tangled around the trunk. In 8 of the gaps are small oval windows. 5 have enclosures with live insects that are rotated, and such as praying mantises, small stick insects, and large rhinoceros beetles. The others have preserved specimens, a morpho butterfly, a peanut-headed bug, and a longhorn beetle. To the left of the fig tree is a large mound covering most of the wall, with a tree on top and roots reaching down along either side and between 2 enclosure windows. These contain leafcutter ants, which gather leaves and plant material to feed their underground gardens of fungus, their sole source of food. The left side has space for a bundle of leafy branches, and a tunnel leads through the center wall to the right side, which has 6 small chambers. When inhabited, these chambers may have different contents, some filled with clumps of a fuzzy white and gray fungus, with ants tending to the garden. Currently, a TV monitor in the left section shows a live feed of a young colony being raised in the rearing lab until it is ready to be placed on exhibit. This more magnified view of the fungus garden may show that the fungus clump exteriors have tall but thin ridges in irregular patterns made of tiny brown pieces of plant matter and small white dots of fungus. An inset box on the right below the chambers has a preserved queen specimen with a large dark red, almost black body. To the left, the mound slopes down and a tree is set against the left side wall with a large brown mass of a termite nest at the fork of a branch. Below, on the slope of the mound, about 18 inches off the ground, is a small inset enclosure, window parallel to the floor, with giant cockroaches. These are about 6 centimeters long and are a flattened oval shape, a light yellow-brown with dark brown markings. The next section is around the corner from where you entered. Continue along the wall and turn right when you get to the main hallway.